She didn't see the belt, didn't see him. And Tom felt a trickle of unease. Was he here? It was a stupid question, but was he? This question was so terrible and so elemental that for a moment he felt in danger of coming completely unwrapped from the root of himself and just floating off like a tumbleweed in a high breeze. Then he caught hold of himself. He was here, all right. That was quite enough fucking psychobabble for one night. He was here. He was Tom Rogan. Tom, by God, Rogan. And if this dippy cunt didn't straighten up and fly right in the next 30 seconds or so, she was going to look like she got pushed out of a fast-moving boxcar by a mean railroad dick. "Got to give you a whoopin'," he said. "Sorry about that, babe." He had seen that mixture of fear and aggressiveness before, yes. Now, for the first time ever, it flashed out at him. "Put that thing down," she said. "I've got to get to O'Hare as fast as I can." "Are you here, Tom? Are you?" He pushed the thought away. The strip of leather, which had once been a belt, swung slowly before him like a pendulum. His eyes flickered and then held fast to her face. "Listen to me, Tom. There's been some trouble back in my hometown, very bad trouble. I had a friend in those days. I guess he would have been my boyfriend, except we weren't quite old enough for that. He was only an 11-year-old kid with a bad stutter back then. He's a novelist now. You even read one of his books, I think. The Black Rapids." She searched his face, but his face gave no sign. There was only the belt penduluming back and forth, back and forth. He stood with his head lowered and his stocky legs slightly apart. Then she ran her hand restlessly through her hair, distractedly, as if she had many important things to think of and hadn't seen the belt at all. And that haunting, awful question resurfaced in his head again. "Are you there? Are you sure?" "That book laid around here for weeks, and I never made the connection. Maybe I should have, but we're all older, and I haven't even thought about Derry in a long, long time. Anyway, Bill had a brother, George, and George was killed before I really knew Bill. He was murdered. And then, the next summer..." But Tom had listened to enough craziness from within and from without. He moved in on her, fast, cocking his right arm back over his shoulder like a man about to throw a javelin. The belt hissed a path through the air. Beverly saw it coming and tried to duck away, but her right shoulder struck the bathroom doorway, and there was a meaty whap as the belt struck her left forearm, leaving a red weal. "Gonna whoop you," Tom repeated. His voice was sane, even regretful, but his teeth showed in a white and frozen smile. He wanted to see that look in her eyes, that look of fear and terror and shame, that look that said, "Yes, you're right, I deserved it," that look that said, "Yes, you're there, all right, I feel your presence." Then love could come back, and that was right and good because he did love her. They could even have a discussion if she wanted it, of exactly who had called and what all this was about, but that must come later. For now, school was in session, the old 1-2, first the whoopin', then the fuckin'. "Sorry, babe." "Tom, don't do that." He swung the belt sidearm and saw it lick around her hip. There was a satisfying snap as it finished on her buttock. And Jesus, she was grabbing at it. She was grabbing at the belt. For a moment, Tom Rogan was so astounded by this unexpected act of insubordination that he almost lost his Punisher. Would have lost it except for the loop, which was tucked securely into his fist. He jerked it back. "Don't you ever try to grab something away from me," he said hoarsely. "You hear me? You ever do that again, and you'll spend a month pissing raspberry juice." "Tom, stop it," she said. And her very tone infuriated him. She sounded like a playground monitor talking down to a tantrumy 6-year-old. "I have to go. This is no joke. People are dead, and I made a promise a long time ago." Tom heard little of this. He bellowed and ran at her with his head down, the belt swinging blindly. He hit her with it, driving her away from the doorway and along the bedroom wall. He cocked his arm back, hit her, cocked his arm back, hit her, cocked his arm back, hit her. Later that morning, he would not be able to raise the arm above eye level until he had swallowed 3 codeine tablets. But for now, he was aware of nothing but the fact that she was defying him. She had not only been smoking. She had tried to grab the belt away from him. And oh, folks, oh, friends and neighbors, she had asked for it. And he would testify before the throne of God Almighty that she was going to get it.